Oh, now brown cow. Oh, now brown cow. Good evening, everybody. Good evening and welcome to tonight's broadcast of the first game of a six-game series between the Bradenton Marauders and your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals. I'm Ray Schmier here tonight with Sean Tomlinson, a new partner for me. First time this year we're working together.
Good evening, Ray. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Good to be here.
Same here. Thanks so much. We're in Jupiter, where it's a nice mid-80s evening as we approach game time. There's not a cloud in the sky. Unusually, light breeze coming in from right field tonight. We've had a year of very, very windy days here at the Dean. Two teams come into this series tonight struggling. Braden comes in, loses of five of their last six games in a series here at the Dean against the Jupiter Hammerheads. With a record of 16 wins and 17 losses, they trail the Florida State League Western Division leading Fort Myers Mighty Muscles by 5.5 games, currently sitting in third place in that division. Palm Beach also comes off a tough series against those same Mighty Muscles, getting swept in a six-game series and being outscored in that series 28-6. They were no hit in the first game of that series and managed only 20 hits in the six games while striking out 67 times. Palm Beach currently resides in last place in the Eastern Division of the league, trailing division-leading Port St. Lucie Mets by 12 games. With both teams struggling, tonight's game carries some early season weight. Let's go over the pitchers for tonight's ballgame. Starting for your Peralta, a 5'11", 170-pound left-handed pitcher, 21 years old, comes into the game 0-2 with a 7.04 ERA. He'll be making in his seventh game, though his sixth start tonight. He's gone 15 and a third innings. Amazingly, has 34 strikeouts in those 15 and a third innings, but he also has 16 walks, league hitting .246 against him. Last time out, on May 10th against Jupiter, he lost. He pitched just that one inning, gave up three hits, two runs, walked two, struck out two. So he'll be looking to improve on a difficult start so far for him. For your Palm Beach Cardinals, right-hander Trent Baker will be starting, 6'3", 240, 23-year-old out of Angelo State, Texas. He was the ninth-round draft pick last year by the Cardinals. Currently 1-4 with a 3.38 ERA. He'll be making his seventh start tonight. Pitched 29 and a third innings. He has 35 strikeouts, given up just 24 hits, 10 walks, league hitting just .218 against him. So he's shown some very good stuff so far this year. Last time out on the 10th against Fort Myers, he did get the loss, though he pitched well, 4 2/3 innings, gave up just one hit, one earned run. He walked three, but struck out eight in that game. That was, in fact, the no-hitter against Fort Myers. So tough time doing anything good in that game.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's trying to bounce back here tonight, so we'll see what he can do.
We'll be looking for some good stuff from him tonight. Tonight we have, again, the Cardinals are out here. We'll be setting up the lineups for you, and then we'll move on as the managers are exchanging lineups at the plate. So starting with Bradenton, leading off and playing third base is Brendan Dixon. Dixon leading off. Sungte Chen, shortstop, will be batting second. Rodolfo Nolasco will be DHing tonight and batting third. Batting cleanup Playing center field is Jace Bowen. Jace, I've seen in the last few series, second base, infield, and so on, so he'll be out in center field tonight. Starting in left field, Tias making his first start. It's a rehab assignment for him out of Bradenton. He'll be playing left field and, again, batting fifth. Batting sixth, Sergio Campana. He'll be playing right field, batting sixth. Batting seventh, Juan Jerez, playing first base. Again, I've seen him all over the infield in the last few days, so Jerez batting seventh, playing first base tonight. Batting eighth and catching, Giovanni Plankert. And batting ninth, Mike Jarvis, who will be playing second base. So for Bradenton, it's Dixon, Chung, Nolasco, Bowen, Macias, Campana, Jerez, Plankert, and Jarvis. Currently, the Cardinals are taking the field. What we're going to do is we'll go down to the field and give you the national anthem, and I'll return with the Cardinal lineup.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps for this evening's rendition of our country's national anthem.
Got ourselves a recording tonight of the national anthem, as tonight is a no-fans night here at the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Just a few scouts and family members in the stands, so that's when they do the recordings here. Let's go on. We'll give you the Cardinal lineup and batting order. Leading off for the Cardinals, Tyler Reichenborn in left field. He'll be leading off, batting first. Batting second, a new face here for the Cardinals, Joshua Baez, the seventh-ranked prospect in the Cardinal system. He'll be batting second, playing center field tonight. Osvaldo Tovalin, he'll be batting third, playing third base tonight. Brady Whalen will be cleanup batter and playing first base. Jeremy Rivas will be batting fifth, playing shortstop. Behind the plate, batting sixth, is Aaron McKeithen. Batting seventh, DHing tonight, Luis Rodriguez, batting seventh. Elijah Cabell, another new face, though a returning face for us. He was here a couple weeks ago, got sent to the complex, and is back now. He'll be playing right field and batting eighth, Elijah Cabell. And batting ninth, playing second base tonight, Ramon Mendoza. So for your Cardinals, it's Reichenborn, Baez, Tovalin, Whalen, Rivas, McKeithen, Rodriguez, Cabell, and Mendoza. And coming out now to lead off, Cardinals wearing their traditional white uniforms, red print all over, red high socks tonight for most of them. Marauders in their road grays, gold around black lettering on the chest and on the back. Pitching coach throwing out the rosin bag out there to tonight's starter, Trent Baker, getting ready to make his first pitch of the evening. Umpires tonight, quickly behind the plate, Connor McKenna. Base umpire will be first pitch, is swung on and skied out to center field, looks like. Looks like a can of corn out there. Played cleanly by Joshua Baez. The ball finds him in his first game here with the Cardinals. One away. That'll bring up Sungche Chung, shortstop. Chung is having himself a pretty decent year so far. And that first pitch coming in, Baker paints the middle of the plate with a strike.
Chung with two home runs on the season, looking to improve that here tonight.
Yeah, coming from Taiwan, just 5'7", 154, but he's got a bunch of extra base hits, showing some pretty decent power. Takes that pitch just outside. We're also looking here at the Dean at a brand new scoreboard out there in right center field. First time I'm working with that particular scoreboard in place. Second pitch, a call strike. Evens the count at 1-1.
Chung had three RBIs last week in his attempt to try to get that win last Sunday. So, you know, he's got some power behind those hits.
He sure does. He looks good at the plate. He's like a lot of the Asian ball players, kind of gets down low at the plate, slaps at the ball more than anything else. The 1-1 pitch from Baker outside. It's going to make the count 2-1. Just getting underway here at the Dean. Warm evening. Quiet stands. Interesting working these games with no fans in the stands. That pitch by Baker misses inside. Looked like a breaking ball missed inside.
Yeah, especially when you're used to that crowd noise.
Yeah, it's, you know, tomorrow night is Silver Sluggers night. You know, the folks come in. Some of the older folks get a deal to come in for that. You know, they play their bingo and so on. It can get a little raucous as that goes on, you know. And then, of course, Thursday night's a thirsty Thursday is with the $1, $2, and $3 beer special. So fifth, sixth inning, things start happening here. And that pitch from Baker for a call strike three to Chung. It's the first strikeout of the game for Baker.
Wild times at the Dean, right?
Yeah. It's the place to be on a Thursday night. That's going to bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. Also highly ranked in the Pirate system. Hasn't really gotten it going just yet. Well, in the league here in Florida State.
Just one home run on the season so far, with a 194 average, so he'll be looking to bring that up here tonight.
Absolutely. You know, new player in the league. He's an early draft 2021 draft pick, so he's really just feeling his way in the Florida State League. That ball grounded sharply to second base. That's picked up by Mendoza. Easy toss over to Whalen at first, and that's going to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning, nothing across. We'll go to the bottom of the first. Sorry, no score in the ball game.
Apt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the rights.
And Ray Schmier, Jardine Stadium, as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Just wanted to make you aware, Palm Beach has made a bunch of roster moves now, including the first promotion to Peoria, Gianluca Delatri, first player to get a promotion in 2022, has not given up a run thus far this year, only allows two-thirds of a base runner every inning, just an amazing start to his year, 8 appearances, 9 innings pitch. He'll be going up to Peoria. Elijah Cabell already told you he's coming back from the complex. Joshua Baez is making his first start of a full season here in the minor leagues. Also lost Ryan Holgate up, going down to the complex. And Patrick Romeri is on the disabled list now, 7-day injury list. So we'll get the inning underway. Leading off for the Cardinals is Tyler Reichenborn. And he's facing Luis Peralta. Second pitch to him is fouled off to the right side. Let's see if it'll find. And the ball ends in the middle of both the first baseman and the second baseman scurrying out there to try to get to it. Neither could get there. So Juan Yáriz and Mike Jarvis, both of whom, again, I've seen playing different positions. So perhaps, you know, this perspective made it a little bit more difficult to field that pop-up.
Well, I know Juarez has played first base before, so maybe he's looking to improve on that position.
Yeah, it's a tough spot there. I mean, he's in the sun right now. You know, some shadows entering the infield from the stands. About half of the third base side of the infield is covered in shadow. Tough for the batter. Tough for those fielders on the right side as they're looking into the sun. And Peralta misses with that pitch. It's going to move the count. Two balls, two strikes. That pitch hits him, comes inside, a fastball, missing wildly inside. By Reichenborn will take first base on the hit by pitch.
Coming up next, we have center fielder Joshua Baez.
Yeah, so Baez gets to hit, first time up here in the FSL this year, with a runner on first base and nobody out. Baez, a big guy, 18 years old, but 225 pounds.
Oh, wow. So I know he's got some, definitely got some power behind those hits. Let's see if he makes his first at-bat a good one.
He was a Cardinals second-round pick last year following Jordan Walker. He was the second one. Walker already in Peoria now. Had himself a whale of a first half last year and got promoted very early in the year. So Baez looking to see if he can follow in those footsteps. First pitch misses low and inside to Baez. 1-0 count now. And a big swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. That'll even the count at 1-1. Yáriz holding on the runner, Reichenborn. Reichenborn does have some steals this year. That pitch by Peralta finds the outside corner. That'll push the count to 1-2. And that pitch right over the middle of the plate, taken for strike three. And his first at-bat is a strikeout looking. First strikeout for Peralta. That'll bring up Osvaldo Tovalin, third base. Tovalin leads Palm Beach with RBIs at 19. Probably their best overall offensive player with a mixture of power and pretty decent batting average, currently hitting about 278.
Only one home run on the season, though.
He's going to take that first pitch for a strike.
Big swing and a miss.
Reichenborn leading off of first base. And the throw over by Peralta almost gets away. First. Just to reiterate, we do have a rule in the league. You can throw over twice safely to try to get a runner. But if you throw over the third time and you don't get that runner out, that runner is awarded second base. A left-hander comes in, that ball way outside, evens the count at 1-1. So you really do have to be judicious with your throws over to first base if you're pitching. Good lead out there by Reichenborn. And that breaking ball finishes on the outside corner, strike two. 1-2 count to Tovalin. Tovalin looking back at umpire Connor McKenna, just checking on that. Brady Whalen, first baseman in the on-deck circle, looking for a chance. Reichenborn running, and the throw from the catcher is going to get the diving Reichenborn. Nice throw by Giovanni Plankert. Gets Reichenborn, empties the bases now with two men out. Tovalin will be facing a 2-2 pitch. It's a 2-4 putout if you're scoring. And the pitch comes in way outside. I'll fill the count at 3-2. Two out here in the bottom of the first.
Peralta looking to put this one away.
Yeah, he's already had a better start to this ballgame. That ball, Baltimore chopped to second base, running hard as Tovalin, but a nice play by Jarvis makes the throw over to Jerez, and that will end the inning. We'll go to the top of the second inning, nothing across in the ballgame, no score.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day. Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
All right, top of the second here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Ray Schmier, Sean Tomlinson with you. Leading off in top of the second is Jace Bowen, playing center field tonight. Takes that first pitch, ball one. Next one, wild swing on an off-speed pitch that finished way outside. Nice pitch there. Looked like a slow curve. Baez waved at it for strike two.
Big
next. Good morning, good evening, good night. Three straight. 1-2 here on Bowen. And grounded weakly towards the Marauder dugout. Picked up by somebody out there. Count will stay 1-2. Infield against Bowen. That ball outside in the dirt. Nice stop there by catcher McKeithen. And the pitch from Baker. That ball's driven to the right side. That ball's going to fall fair, close to the line. Heading over is Cabell to try to retrieve it. Makes a nice play, but standing at second base is Jace Bowen with a leadoff double. He was able to just hit that ball where it was pitched. The ball was on the outside corner. He kind of served it into right field.
Nice hit by Bowen. Put his team right where they needed to be.
Yeah, got a runner in scoring position here now with nobody out. Baker will be facing Fabricio Macias. Macias out of Saltillo, Coahuila in Mexico. Easy for me to say. He's on a rehab assignment. And he takes a strike one for the first pitch. He's out of the Altoona Curve. Was the team he was playing with before. Coming up, making his first appearance of the year. And the 0-1, that ball's fouled to the right side towards the Cardinal dugout. A little scurrying going on as the ball falls between a bunch of guys sitting out there. That'll be a strike. Two-strike count now on Macias. Lead off from second is Bowen. Not really being held on there. Infield's maintaining their straightaway. A little creep over now by Mendoza. And waving, swinging, strike three. For the first out of the inning, Macias goes down. That's the second strikeout for Baker. First out of the inning here in the top of the second. It'll bring up Sergio Campana.
Baker just now touching 22 pitches.
Not bad here. One out in the second. Relatively efficient. And first pitch, swinging, strike, good fastball upstairs. Campagna waving at it. Going out for a little conversation is McKeithen with Baker. Don't know what quite they're talking about. That was a nice pitch up in the zone, but a good fastball.
Baker definitely has some speed on those pitches.
Absolutely. Big guy, Baker. You know, 6'3", 240. I'm 6'3", I weigh about 165, so he's a little bigger.
Big guy, definitely a big guy.
He's looking in. I don't see the pitch clock tonight. This is interesting. This seems to be a longer set there by Baker. Throws an off-speed pitch, foul behind the plate. And he will now have a two-strike count.
Marauders with a runner on base still threatening.
Absolutely, one out here. Now Mendoza giving a little bit of a look to Jace Bowen out there at second base. Has him scurrying back to the base. Baker ready to pitch, set at the hip. And the pitch. Up and in, high fastball again, misses. 1-2 now on Campana. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout in a row. And Baker looking to get out of this with the leadoff double. Now with two away here in the top of the second. It'll bring up Juan Yeres playing first base tonight. Yeres stands straight up and down at the plate. Holds a bat loosely, pretty much also straight up and down. Skied over our right shoulder and out of play. First strike of the at-bat.
Juarez coming in with a 185 average and one home run on the season.
Yeah, a lot of these batters are struggling here early in the year. There's a good deal less offense this year than there was. That ball grounded sharply up the middle, ranging to his left as Mendoza makes a nice play over to Brady Whalen to end the inning and stranding the runner Bowen at second base. Will go to the bottom of the second. Ray Schmierer, Sean Thomason here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We're back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in beautiful Jupiter. Wind remaining kind of limp out there in right field. Flag's starting to move a bit, but way less wind than we've seen for most of the ball games. We are headed to the bottom of the second. No score in the ball game. Just one hit so far in the ball game. That double by Bowen, last half inning. This half for the Cardinals, we'll see Brady Whalen, Jeremy Rivas, and Aaron McKeithen, 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup. And leadoff will be Brady Whalen. He's playing first base tonight. First pitch is driven hard to right field, and watching that ball go over the plate off of the yellow sign out there on the pole is Sergio Campana, and that is a whole leadoff home run for Brady Whalen, and he caught all of that. That ball was out of here in a second.
A beautiful hit. Just what the Cardinals needed, getting on the scoreboard early at the bottom of the second. I know that everyone in the dugout's happy.
Yeah, everybody. It's nice to kind of get off the schneid. They really had a tough time scoring in the last series, so this is a nice to get out there and take a lead early in the ball game. First hit allowed, first run allowed by Peralta. That's going to bring up Jeremy Rivas. And he takes a first pitch strike on a curveball. Peralta coming far from the left side. And swinging strike two there by Rivas.
Rivas coming in with a 284 average, but no home runs. So he can hit, but
not yet for power. That ball skied into the outfield. Settling under it is Campana out there in right field. And he makes the catch on an easy can of corn. That'll be the first out of the inning. That'll bring up the catcher, Aaron McKeithen, with one out here in the bottom of the second. Now the Cards with that early 1-0 lead. And that pitch from Peralta just outside, missing for ball one. Peralta looking shadows now about halfway through the infield. That pitch on the outside corner does get the call there, evens the count at 1-1. Tough on the batter as the pitcher's glove and arm are in the sun, but the batter is in the shade. And that ball also finds the outside corner for strike two. Next pitch finishes way outside. Looked like an off-speed pitch. Not controlled. Evens the count at 2-2. And another pitch inside. Second batter that Peralta has hit. That one looked to hit McKeithen off the leg. Doesn't seem to be bothered in any way. Trotting out there now to first base. And now with the runner on first, that'll bring up Luis Rodriguez, who's DHing tonight.
Luis coming in with a 242 average and one home run on the season.
He's first pitch swinging that ball right off of the pitcher. Makes an easy toss over to second base to get the force. Probably had time if he'd thrown right away to get a double play on that, but I think he was recovering from getting hit pretty hard.
Yeah, it looked like he was coming up hard off the ground trying to get that to second.
Yep. He is able to make the play, though. He does get the force on a 1-4, getting that second out of the inning. Rodriguez now at first base on the force out. And that'll bring up Elijah Cabell back off of a 2-week stint in the complex. Ramon Mendoza on deck. First pitch from Peralta outside and low, ball one. The outside corner. Peralta doesn't throw a lot of balls over the middle of the plate. They seem to be very far inside or nibbling on the outside corner. That ball, again, outside corner, catches the plate for strike two.
Cardinals aren't having a problem hitting it off the outside, though.
No, they made some good contact tonight. Obviously, that drive by Whalen. That pitch, strike three, swinging. That's just the second strike out of the game for Peralta. We will head to the top of the third. 1-0 now. Palm Beach has the lead here at the Dean.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ray Schmier, Sean Tomlinson back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Cardinals took the well-hit home run by Brady Whalen out to right field. Elijah Cabell out there. Sergio Campana out there just looked at that ball, hit one of the poles out there that houses the lighting here, and bounced back onto the field, but that ball was long gone.
Great contact by Whalen. Nicely hit outside ball, straight out the park.
Absolutely. Trent Baker coming for his third inning of work. He's given up just the one hit thus far. He's got three strikeouts. He'll be facing Giovanni Plankert, Mike Jarvis, and Brendan Dixon, 8-9-1 in the lineup. First pitch in to Plankert is a curveball, finishes outside, ball one. Again, infield, outfield straight away. No shifts allowed in the league this year. So a lot of different looks out there than we saw all year last year, very often with three players on one side of the field. None of that going on this year.
Was that a new rule change, Ray?
That's a new rule change for this year. Something that I think is going to probably hit the major leagues next year. Trying to add a little bit more offense to the game. Fans like to see more runs score. So that's what's going on here. That ball fouled off to the right side. Count goes even 2-2.
I like to see it. So
there you go. Me too. This is the what I grew up watching. You know, this is where the players were. All that shifting just gets. You're taking away the strength of these offensive players by loading the infield in one direction. Next pitch fouled off. Count remains 2-2. Baker, fastball down the middle of the plate, swinging, strike three. Fourth strike out of the game there for Baker. That's the first out of the bottom of the third here. Top of the third. That'll bring up Mike Jarvis playing second.
Baker coming up on 34 pitches on the night. Looking real good with that fastball.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jarvis comes in hitting 323 in May. And he is first pitch swinging. That ball skied in the, looks like just outside of the infield glass. Fighting the sun is the shortstop. Rivas able to make the play. Really did seem to struggle there with the sun as that ball got way up in the blue sky.
I'm sure a lot of these guys aren't used to this Florida sun. When it's in your eyes, you really can't see anything.
Absolutely true. Especially this time of year, you know, the sun's not at its peak right now. There's a lot of angles, very difficult. And again, the shadow's now two-thirds of the way over the infield, so they're dealing with a lot out there. This brings up Brendan Dixon, 0-for-1 in the game, skying out to center field for the first out of the game. First pitch to him is outside for ball. Next one catches the plate just on the outside corner. Evens the count at 1-1.
Dixon with a .237 average on the season. Four home runs. So, you know, he can put it away for the Marauders if need be.
Yeah, he's shown some good pop so far. Looks very good in the infield as well. Looks like a nice prospect. He's facing a 2-1 pitch here from Baker. Ball inside. Didn't want to swing, but went all the way around with that on the inside corner, and that'll even the count at 2-2. Very uncomfortable he looked on that pitch.
Yeah, it looked like he didn't want to take it, but ended up with it anyways.
And Baker comes back with a fastball, brushes him off the plate on the inside corner. Fills the count at 3-2 with two out here in the top of the third. That ball catches the plate. Strike three looking. Another strikeout. The fifth of the ball game for Baker will hit to the bottom of the third. Cardinals maintaining 1-0 lead here at the Dean.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We head to the bottom of the third inning. Palm Beach with that 1-0 lead. No runs, one hit for Bradenton. One run, one hit. That home run by Brady Whalen for the Cardinals. Cardinals will be sending up Ramon Mendoza, Tyler Reichenborn, and Joshua Baez. 9-1-2 in the lineup. Peralta coming out for his third inning of work. Just giving up that one hit. He has hit a couple of batters already. So showing some of that control issues, but so far he hasn't walked the batter. First pitch is a ball one. That ball grounded weakly to the left side towards the Marauder dugout, and that'll even the count at 1-1 to Mendoza.
Peralta coming up on 32 pitches, two strikeouts, trying to lower his ERA to 5 right now.
Yeah, that's not what he wants to see, that's for sure. You know, he doesn't like looking at the stat sheet at this point. That ball to right side. Cabell fighting the sun. Out in right field. Campana makes the play, fighting the sunshine. Had his glasses down. You could see the reflection of the sun off as he was looking down at the ball, able to make the catch for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Tyler Reichenborn. First pitch by Peralta, another just on the outside corner for strike one. Next pitch, that ball's a nice clean single up the middle center field. Bounces just in front of the center fielder Bowen, and that's a clean hit for Reichenborn. And that'll raise his average. Came into the game hitting .291. Was hit by that pitch in the first inning, so he's been on base now twice in the ball game. That'll bring up Joshua Baez, the center fielder. Now his second at bat, second time coming to bat with Reichenborn on first base. One out here in the bottom of the third. First pitch in the dirt. Nice stop there by Plankert behind the plate. Ball one to Baez. That ball hit hard, but foul by Baez. Very late swinging on that. Evens the count at 1-1. Actually, it looks like we have a pinch hitter for Baez. That's Sander Mora, who is pinch hitting for Baez. I guess they wanted to get Baez just to dip his toe in the water and pulled him out of the game. Sander Mora now looking at a 2-1 count. And that ball way inside, knocked around a little bit by Plancker, but not advancing on that was Reichenborn. He held his base at first.
Mora coming in with a 1.15 average with 2 home runs on the season. So looking to put that average up a little bit.
Yeah. His last hit was on May 6th. Against St. Lucie, so it's been a while for him. He would like to get off the schneid here. 0 for his last 15. That ball foul behind the plate, thankfully for the screen, or we'd have a broken window here in the booth.
Thankfully.
Yeah, we had that happen last year. Ball did come through our window and knocked our broadcast computer onto the ground, and we didn't do a broadcast for a couple of days after that.
I hope Roger Dean has great insurance.
That full count fouled off to the right side weakly, again towards the Cardinal dugout. Count remains full at 3-2 with the runner on first base. Reichenborn not running on that. We'll see if he gets it going here. He likes to run. He was thrown out in the first inning on a steal attempt. This pitch by Peralta, grounded to the left side, retreating on the ball is the third baseman. Trying to see if the ball was actually called fair. And it was called fair. Beating out the play at first base was the runner, Mora. And that'll be an infield hit for Mora. Tough play there, long throw. By Dixon, just couldn't get the speedy Mora at first base. Moving up to second on that infield hit was Reichenborn. Now first and second with just the one out. That'll bring up Osvaldo Tavolin. And the pitch. That ball catches the inside corner for strike one. Bowen out there in center, playing fairly shallow against Tavolin. Other outfielders, more normal depth. Off-speed pitch finishes upstairs in the zone. That'll even the count at 1-1. Runners at first and second. Pinching the runner at second base is Chung out there at shortstop, trying to get him close to the bag. And that ball driven hard to the left side, but foul and into the stands, clanking around out there with no fans to retrieve it.
They'll be back tomorrow, Ray.
3 hits now for the Cardinals with the 1 run, first and second. 1 out here in the bottom of the third. Cardinals looking to build the lead here. Infield kind of a double play depth, even though Chung is pinching still at second base. Tavolin skies that ball to the left side. That ball's going to drop in. Fair ball. Could go for extra bases. Coming around to score. From second is Reichenborn. Diving into second base safely is Tavolin. Mora finds himself at third base. RBI double there for Osvaldo Tavolin. That'll be the second run of the game for the Cardinals. Nice piece of hitting there. That ball driven well to the left side. Fielded in the corner there by Macias.
Those outside balls are definitely coming in clean for the Cardinals. They're hitting them right where they need to be.
Absolutely. 2 runs now in the ball game for the Cardinals. That'll bring up Brady Whalen. He skied that ball out to right field for a home run as a leadoff batter in the second inning. Second and third now. Just 1 out in the inning. 1 run in already. Off-speed pitch skied to the center field. That ball's going to be trouble. But coming in nicely is Bowen fighting the sun away. Makes a nice strong throw into the catcher, and that will hold Mora at third base. So now it's 2 out on that fly ball to center field. That'll bring up Jeremy Rivas. 2 outs here now, bottom of the third. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Cards. No runs, 1 hit, no errors for Bradenton. Rivas 0 for 1 on the ball game. Flied out to right field in the second inning. First pitch, nice, big, breaking ball. Freezes Rivas at the plate, for strike one. All right, now just about the whole infield is covered in shadow, though the batter still has some sunshine on his back. That pitch finishes outside, evens the count at 1-1. Infield has kind of moved back towards the outfield grass at this point. And swinging strike, wild swing by Whalen, by Rivas on that for strike two. Off-speed stuff from Peralta seems to be pretty good. Just hasn't been able to kind of be consistent with the strikes. Waiting in the on-deck circle is Aaron McKeithen. That ball fouled weakly to the left side. It'll stay foul. Picked up by Cardinal manager Gary Kendall over there, coaching at third base. Tossed into the Marauder dugout. 1-2 count now on Rivas. Runners taking their leads off of second and third. And the pitch by Peralta. Curveball grounded weakly to the second baseman. Picked up by Jarvis. Makes the toss over to Yerez. And that will end the inning. We will head to the top of the fourth, though. Now 2-0 your Cardinals over the Marauders here at Roger Dean Chevrolet.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ray Schmier, Sean Tomlinson back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. 2-0 lead here for your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals as we head to the top of the fourth. Trent Baker coming out at this point for his fourth inning of work, giving up just the one hit, the double to Jace Bowen in the second inning. Marauders will be sending up Sung Che Chung, Rodolfo Nolasco, and Jace Bowen, 2-3-4 in the lineup. First pitch from Baker, finishes for a strike. Second two, catches the inside corner for a strike. And Baker working quickly. That'll make the count 1-2. Nolasco out there on the on-deck circle. Pitch inside from Baker. Chung back off of the plate a little bit.
Chung with an average of 238 and 2 home runs on the season. So he definitely has some power.
Yep. Chung came out of Taiwan, China. Marauders got him at 17 years old and brought him into the system here. So he's been away from home for a while, 20 years old at this point. That ball, nice job of hitting. That ball's going to go into the left field corner. Picked up out there by the left fielder Reichenborn, but heading easily to second base is Chung. That'll be his 9th double of the year. He leads the team. Currently now second in the league in doubles is Chung. It's just the second hit of the ball game, second hit given up by Baker. And that'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco with the runner in scoring position. That's the second leadoff double of the game, though. Bowen leading off with the double in the second inning. Morado's be looking to do a little bit more with this one than they did with the last. Nolasco grounded out to second base in the first inning, 0 for 1. And the pitch from Baker, fastball outside corner, strike one. Jeremy Rivas out there at shortstop trying to, again, hold the runner. Chung with good speed out there at second base. Legged that double very easily. Showing good stuff getting in there. He's got him dancing off of second base. That pitch from Baker must have been low. Looked like it was right over the middle of the plate, so we'll call that low. That evens the count at 1-1. Last game I did, the Marauders actually four or five challenges on the home plate umpire's calls. All but one was verified, so that's something that, you know, we haven't seen yet in this game. But it was my first time experiencing the challenge call on the computerized system.
The new ABS system is definitely, I feel like it's made the game a little down. No one's looking at reviews.
True enough. Yeah, together with the pitch count, with the pitch clock, it's just been amazing. This year's games are two and a half hours. Last year's games were three and a half hours. So it's made a really big difference. Count even now 2-2 to Nolasco. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Chung leading off of second base. And the pitch from Baker outside and low fills the count at 3-2.
Baker just coming up 51 pitches. Lowering that ERA.
Yeah, down now to 306. He started the game 381, I believe it was. 338, so nice job thus far from him. Looking to continue it. Keep this guy at second base. That ball grounded to the left side. Foul just past the Marauder dugout. Count will remain full at 3-2. Chung staying at second base, though dancing a bit. He's given a little more room now. Infielders return to their normal positions. He can probably get a nice lead out there off of second base. And he dances, and that ball inside and low. That'll be ball four. First walk of the ball game for Trent Baker. That'll put the runners at first and second now here with nobody out. That'll bring up Jace Bowen. Bowen with a double in the second inning. 1-for-1.
Bowen coming in with 5 home runs on the season.
He's had good power. Looks like a really nice ball player. Very smooth defensive ball player. Good power. Pretty decent speed. Little conference at the mound, settling Baker down. Back behind the plate is the catcher, McKeithen. As he settles into his crouch, Baker looking in now for the sign. Runners getting their leads off of first and second. Long set here by Baker. And first pitch inside, ball one to Jace Bowen. Again, still light breeze coming in from right field. We saw it didn't knock the ball down on the home run by Whalen, so certainly a good shot can get out of here in right field. That ball grounded to the third base, goes to second for one, to first for a double play, a beautiful 5-4-3 double play for the first two outs of the inning. Erases a base runner. Moving up to third is Chung. But really important double play there, well fielded by Tovalin. Nice clean throw to Mendoza, who made a nice strong turn over to Brady Whalen to catch. The decent running Bowen at first base for the double play. That'll bring up Fabricio Macias, strikeout victim in the second inning, 0-for-1. Again, this is his first appearance in 2022 here for the Marauders. First pitch from Baker inside for ball one. Dancing off of third base there was Chung, coming about a third of the way down the line at third base as the pitch was delivered. Baker set at the waist, and the pitch, that's going to catch the plate for strike one. evens the count at 1-1. Macias kind of pulled away from that pitch, didn't want our offer at it, but ball finished right over the middle of the plate. Sergio Campana on the on-deck circle. And that pitch looks like an infield fly going out there and fighting for the ball is Rivas makes the catch over second baseman Ramon Mendoza's head. Nice play by Jeremy Rivas. Did a better job kind of fighting the sun for the third out of the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Score remains 2-0 here at Roger Dean.
Hey, hon, what you doing?
I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're headed to the bottom of the fourth inning here at the Dean. 2-0, your Cardinals with a nice lead here. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Cards. No runs now, 2 hits for Bradenton. 2 extra base hits, 2 leadoff doubles for Bradenton. Both stranded nicely by Baker. Got out of that last inning with a really good 5-4-3 double play. Luis Peralta coming out for his fourth inning of work. He'll be facing Aaron McKeithen, Luis Rodriguez, and Elijah Cabell. 6, 7, and 8 in the Cards lineup. And first pitch from Peralta. Finishes outside. Big breaking ball. Couldn't catch the plate. Next pitch. Outside and high. 2-0 now. Peralta yet to walk a batter here after having walked 16 batters in 15 innings. Previous hit a couple of batters. That ball skied foul to the right side. It'll find the stands over the Palm Beach Cardinal bullpen. 1-1 count now on McKeithen. Peralta outside again with the pitch. 2-1 now on McKeithen. McKeithen was hit by a pitch in the second inning. Second hit by pitch of the game at that point. And that pitch right over the middle of the plate coming from the left side. Nice, nasty pitch there. McKeithen could not offer. Evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch, swinging, strike 3. Like a slider on the inside corner coming from Peralta. Nice, again, nasty pitch for the strikeout there from McKeithen, swinging. Third strikeout of the ball game for Peralta. And that'll bring up Luis Rodriguez. First pitch to him is a called strike. Again, another breaking ball finishes over the middle of the plate, strike 1. That ball grounded to second baseman. Jarvis picks it up, makes the throw over to Jerez. Quickly, we have 2 outs in the inning here. That'll bring up Elijah Cabell, a strikeout victim in the second inning. First pitch, another big breaking ball. Peralta throwing a lot of breaking balls here in the fourth. Showing much better control than he had earlier in the game on those. Mixes a fastball, finishes outside, evens the count at 1-1. Waiting in the on-deck circle is Ramon Mendoza. Big feathering breaking ball finishes inside for a strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Another breaking ball just outside. Evens the count at 2-2. Peralta working very quickly now. He's just catching it and throwing it. And the pitch, swinging, strike three. Strong inning coming back for Peralta. We'll go to the top of the fifth. Score remains 2-0. Palm Beach over the Marauders here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Popped US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Back here at the Dean as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Cardinals with that 2-0 lead. Trent Baker coming out for his fifth inning of work. He'll be facing Sergio Campana. Campana will be followed by Yerez and Plankert. 6, 7, and 8 in the lineup. Baker thus far just given up the two doubles. That ball, hard ground ball, foul past third base. That'll push the count even at 1-1.
Nice power behind that hit, though.
He drilled that ball, yeah. That next pitch must have been low. We'll call that low. 2-1 count now to Campana. Strikeout victim in the second inning. Baker tries. A breaking ball doesn't break. Finishes high and inside to Campana. Has him backing off of the plate. Count goes 3-1 now.
Baker
and
just
that well hit to left field. That going back on the ball is Reichenborn, and he makes a nice play going back on the ball just before the warning track out there in left field. First out of the inning. That'll bring up Jerez. Also 0-for-1 on the ball game, grounded out to second base. In the second inning for ending that inning. And that pitch is outside from Baker. Baker with one walk, five strikeouts thus far in the ball game. And again, to go along with the two doubles that he's given up. Next pitch, grounded behind the plate. Evens the count at 1-1 to Jerez. Both bullpens quiet as we've had a very quiet offensive game. That ball well hit to left field. One hop picked up by Reichenborn. A clean single there from Yerez, and he'll be at first base with one out here in the top of the fifth. Third hit of the ball game for Bradenton. The catcher. Strikeout victim in the third inning, 0-for-1. Jerez getting the lead off of first, being held on by Whalen over there. First pitch, breaking ball outside for ball one to Plankert. And outfield swung a little bit to the left side, expecting Plinkert to pull the ball. Baker throws over to first base, not in time. Guerra is able to get back easily to first. Looking in, has his pitch set at the waist. And the pitch, off speed, sky high, fly ball to the left side, left field. Reichenborn settling under it, fair out there in left field. That'll be the second out of the inning, second put out of the inning for Reichenborn out there. That'll bring up Mike Jarvis with the runner on first and two out here, top of the fifth. 0 for 1 is Jarvis. Popped up to the shortstop, Rivas, in the third inning. So quiet, the stands, nobody making any noise. You can't even hear the players with all the silence. First pitch through Jarvis's inside for ball one.
Marauders still have a runner on base.
That ball fouled off behind the plate will find the stands. Again, no one to scurry after it. Evens the count at 1-1. Jarvis having a tough time away from his home stadium in Bradenton, hitting 194 away from home, 361 in like the hotel pillows.
Yeah, some people just perform better at home. You know, he's used to the stand, used to the way it feels. So, but definitely an advantage for the Cardinals.
Absolutely, for sure. That ball inside and low. Two balls, one strike count now to Jarvis. Jarvis was a sixth round draft pick 2021 for the Marauders out of San Diego State. 2-1. Call strike on a fastball by Baker. Just caught the outside corner there. Evens the count now 2-2. As you said, Harris still over there at first base. Not much of a lead. And the pitch. Jarvis grounds the ball up the middle. Baltimore Chobb making the play is Mendoza on his own. Runs to second base for the force out to end the top of the fifth. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. Still 2-0, Cards over the Marauders.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We're back here, Roger Dean, Chevrolet Stadium. Ray Schmira, Sean Tomlinson with you tonight. Cards have a 2-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Luis Peralta coming out for his fifth inning of work. Looking pretty good so far overall. Just giving up 2 runs and 4 hits thus far. He'll be facing Ramon Mendoza, Tyler Reichenborn, and Sander Mora here in the bottom of the fifth. Mendoza 0 for 1, flied out to right field in the third inning. First pitch, another breaking ball. Looks like Peralta is going to stick with that breaking ball he was throwing so well last inning. That one finishes just inside for ball one. Fastball, that one catches the plate on the outside corner, evens the count at 1-1 to Mendoza. Mendoza came into the game 10 for 60 on the year, but has walked 16 times. So while he's only hitting 167, he's on base, is 342. That ball swung on and missed, dropped at the behind the plate by Plankert. He does pick it up, make the throw over to first base. 2-4 on the strikeout if you're scoring. That's the fifth strikeout of the game for Peralta now. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. That'll bring up Tyler Reichenborn. 1-for-1 and was hit by a pitch in the first inning, so he's been on base twice. First pitch from Peralta, another off-speed pitch for strike one. Reichenborn did single and score in the third inning. Came around on the double by Osvaldo Tovalin. As we're in the bottom of the fifth. Off-speed pitch, driven well. Looks like it's going to drop in front of actually left fielder Macias. Another hit for Reichenborn. Second hit of the ball game, third time on base for Reichenborn. Came into that at bat hitting 297, so his average will go over 300 with that hit. So with one out and the runner on first, Sandamora comes to the plate. First pitch from Peralta outside and low, ball one. Mora had a single in the third inning, part of that rally that brought Reichenborn to home, scoring the second run of the game. That ball fouled behind the plate. Just heard the thump above our heads. Our cars are safe out there behind the ballpark. Even counting out 1-1. Reichenborn again, good lead there. He's getting used to taking those leads at first base, been on all day. That pitch to Mora. Breaking ball finishes for a strike. 1-2 now on Mora. Another breaking ball low and inside, evens the count at 2-2. Osvaldo Tovalin in the on-deck circle. Infield playing double play depth, second and short. Reichenborn gets his lead. And the pitch from Peralta. Another foul fly ball towards the right side. Struggling, coming over, making a nice play from second base is Jarvis in foul territory behind the first base bag. That'll be the second out of the inning. And that will bring up Tovalin. Tovalin with the RBI double in the second and the third inning. He's 1-for-2, grounded out to second in the first. Now two outs. The runner still on first base is Reichenborn. And the pitch from Peralta. Nice big breaking ball from lefty to lefty. Freezes Tovalin, strike one. Comes so far from the first base side, the left-hander got to be tough on a left-handed batter. And that pitch, another breaking ball. That one on the inside corner. Strike two to Tovalin. Peralta pitching Tovalin tough. About 95% of the field now in the shadows. Just a little bit of right field peeking into the sun at this point. The lights have been generated here at the Dean. Not really useful at this point, as we still got some pretty bright sky out there.
Peralta coming up on 80 pitches on the night.
He's had a good night's work, Peralta. That ball grounded weakly to second base. Coming in hard is Jarvis. Nice throw over to Jerez. That'll end the inning. 4-3. If you're scoring, we'll go to the top of the sixth. Score remains 2-0. Palm Beach over the Marauders.
Basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy,
but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks gives food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Come back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We head to the top of the sixth in a fast-moving ball game. 2-0 Palm Beach over the Marauders. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Palm Beach. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Marauders. Trent Baker coming out for his sixth inning of work. First pitch to the leadoff batter, Brendan Dixon. Inside for ball one, Dixon, Chung, and Nolasco, 1, 2, and 3 in the lineup here for Baker in the sixth. That second pitch, sky to center field, and settling underneath it is Mora out there in center field, makes an easy play on a can of corn, first out of the inning.
Up next, we've got Se-Che Chung, shortstop for the Marauders.
And he takes first pitch, swinging, strike. Strike one. Chung with a double, leadoff double in the fourth, stranded there. That ball skied, foul on the left side. It'll reach the stands. No play out there by Reichenborn in left field. Seeing a little bit of activity out there in the Marauder bullpen. Might see a new pitcher as we head to the bottom of the sixth once this half is over. Baker. Chung with the bat kind of behind his head. And he will take that ball low. Count now 1-2 on Chung. Chung was ground ball to the pitcher. He's going to make that play unassisted as the first baseman, Whalen, headed towards the second base hole, not really aware that Baker was going to make that play, and actually slipped on the now a little damper infield dirt, having had the field wet down a little bit between innings here by the grounds crew. Nevertheless, unassisted, one. Gets the second out of the inning here. Nice play over there by Baker. Good awareness, making the run all the way over to first base to get the out.
Yeah, definitely using those long legs.
Big guy getting that body going. 240 pounds barreling over there to first base. It'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. 0-for-1 in a walk. Got that walk in the fourth inning following the double by Chung, but was then part of the double play. I kind of squelched that rally. 2-0 count now on Nolasco. Nolasco just 2-for-17 in the last series against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Pitch outside. 3-0 now on Nolasco. Just one walk. He received that walk in the fourth inning for Baker. And that ball, a four-pitch walk to Nolasco. His second walk of the ball game, the second walk for Baker. And now with two outs and the runner on first base, that'll bring up Jace Bowen. Bowen 1-for-2 in the ball game. Had a leadoff double in the second inning. Nolasco That pitch, fastball on the outside corner, strike one. Yeah, we're not getting pitch on the pitch, but that sounded like a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. That ball off speed, way out in front is Bowen swinging, strike two. Bowen also had a tough series against Jupiter, 2-for-21, did have three RBIs, but looking to do a lot more damage. That ball driven hard up the middle, clean hit up the middle, going from first to third, or trying to, is Nolasco. Beautiful throw from the center fielder. Mora catches the sliding Nolasco, and the inning ends, third out at third base. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. Score remains 2-0, Cardinals over Bradenton.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We're back here at the Dean. We do have a new pitcher in the ball game for the Marauders. New pitcher, I'm struggling finding. Give me a second. It's Carlos Lamelli. He'll be making his 12th appearance of the year, 2-2 so far, 4.32 ERA on the year. 16 and two-thirds innings, 19 strikeouts thus far. Interesting, third out of the inning made last half inning at third base. One of the cardinal sins in baseball is not to make the third out at third base. So bad base running there by Nolasco, trying to go first to third. Lamelli be facing Whalen, Rivas, and McKeithen, 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup. Even now on Whalen. Whalen 1-for-2, hit that home run in the second inning to start the scoring for Palm Beach. Foul ball to the left side. That'll push the count out to 1-2.
Good power, though, behind his hits. Whalen with a big hit.
Yeah, well-driven line drive out there to right field, cutting through the wind to get out of here. Breaking ball from Lamelli finishes low and inside. Lamelli, a 17th round draft pick by the Pirates in 2021 out of St. Mary's College in California. Fly ball, foul ball. Count remains 2-2 to Whalen. Again, we're in the bottom of the sixth. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Palm Beach. No runs, four hits for Bradenton. No errors. Clean game thus far. That ball inside brushes Whalen off the plate, too. In the on-deck circle is Jeremy Rivas looking for a turn at bat. He'll be followed by Aaron McKeithen. Count full 3-2. Here's the pitch from Lamelli way outside, missing badly on that for a walk. to Whalen. Second time on for him in the ball game. And now with the runner on first base, that will bring up Jeremy Rivas. 0-for-2 on the ball game. Flied to right field in the second. Grounded to second base to end the third inning. Lamelli giving a look over to first base. First pitch just catches the outside corner for strike one to Rivas. Whalen, nice lead out there at first base. And he's running on that. That ball outside, sliding in safely. Tough play by the catcher, Planker. Made a nice throw. Just couldn't get there in time as that pitch was well outside of the plate. Kind of had to move quickly to get to it and then make the throw. Stolen base for Brady Whalen.
Nice steal by Whalen. Took off well after that pitch was delivered.
Yeah, big guy showing good strides, good speed out there. Rivas now count even at 1-1 with the runner in scoring position. Fouls it off hard to the right side. That ball will find the stands out there by the Cassidy Cool Zone here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. All quiet in the Cool Zone tonight. Again, no fans here, just some family and scouts in the ballpark. 1-2 count on Rivas. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Cardinals looking to pad their 2-0 lead. And that pitch, curveball, weakly skied out there by first base. Jerez drops back a few steps to make the catch for the first territory. First out, a pop out to Jerez. That'll bring up Aaron McKeithen, 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch in the second innings, struck out in the fourth swinging.
And it looks like the Cardinals are warming someone up in the bullpen, so we may see a pitching change here soon.
Yeah. Well, his activity. How much does anybody have a glove and actually throw out there? That's the question. First pitch, inside and low to McKeithen. Leading off a second is Whalen. Holding him at second base, trying to at least, is Jarvis, the second baseman. He scurries back to his position now. Time is called at the plate. Again, fast-moving ball game here in the bottom of the sixth. Not yet 8 o'clock here at Roger Dean Chevrolet in Jupiter.
Great defense by the Cardinals so far, though, holding off the Marauders to no runs.
And Marauders came into the series against Jupiter as the best offensive team in the league, had a real tough time against Jupiter, and continuing their tough time offensively here tonight.
Some people can't be away from home too long.
They want to go back to their beds in Bradenton. We should just let them go. Well, Melly giving a look over there at a Whalen at second base. Steps off the mound. Back on now, looking in for a sign. Even count here to McKeithen, 1-1. Set at the hip and the pitch. Inside, how did that ball not hit McKeithen? Just whizzed past his head there.
Very close, though.
He just seemed to take it very comfortably, though. I mean, I would have been diving on the floor for that, but he just stood there and watched it go by his eyes. 2-1 now on McKeithen. Again, runner in scoring position as well in second base. And the pitch from Lamelli, ground ball to the left side. Weakley coming in a row. Slow-moving catcher out there, easily thrown out. That's 5-3 if you're scoring. Moving over to third base, though, is Whalen on the weak ground ball to the left side. So now the runner is on third base with two out here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up Luis Rodriguez, 0-for-2 in the ballgame thus far. Was on a force out in the second inning. First pitch from Lamelli upstairs for ball one. Outfield swung a little bit to the right side against Rodriguez, I guess playing him to go to the opposite way a bit. And that pitch, swing and a miss. Long swing there by Rodriguez. Misses badly. In the on-deck circle is Elijah Cabell. And that pitch off speed, beautiful breaking ball out there, waved at and missed by Rodriguez on the outside corner. Strike two, 1-2 now to Rodriguez with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Cardinals would really like to get that runner in from third. That ball bounces in the dirt. Nice stop there by Plankert, able to keep the ball in front of him. Did dribble up the first baseline, but not far enough for Whelan to come down and score. Runner stays at third. Even count now, 2-2 to Rodriguez. Lamelli looking in. Has it set at the waist, and the pitch, breaking ball, ducking over his head, Rodriguez, the ball finishes, able to get out of the way, that'll fill the count at 3-2 with the runner on third. Lamelli struggling a little bit with his control here. Walked the batters, had a few pitches very close to hitting Cardinals, swinging, strike three on a goes down. That will end the inning. No runs, just a walk. One left here in the bottom of the sixth. We'll head to the top of the seventh. 2-0 Cardinals.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are back here in Jupiter, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Cardinals maintaining a 2-0 lead. Had a home run in the second, able to scratch out a run in the third. They've maintained that lead thus far. Two runs, five hits, no errors for the Cardinals. No runs, four hits for the Marauders. Trent Baker coming out for his seventh inning of work, 86 pitches deep into the ballgame, giving up just the four hits and a couple of walks in the ballgame. He's facing Fabricio Macias, Sergio Campana, and Juan Yeres here in the seventh. And it is an even. He's 0-2 on the ballgame thus far. Swinging, just able to get a piece of it. Foul behind the plate. That'll push the count to 1-2. Lights are on now here as the sun has set. We still have some blue in the sky, but it is getting, I would call it difficult to see if I were in the field at this point. So hoping for those lights to start revving up a little bit.
Yeah, they should be getting in a gear here soon.
Ball grounded weakly to the left side. Picked up nicely by third baseman Tovalin. Made a nice running throw as he got on the infield grass. Nice throw over to Whelan. Catches the runner at first for the first out of the seventh inning here. That'll bring up Sergio Campana. 0-2 on the ballgame. Strikeout victim in the second, sky to left field in the fifth. One out now in the top of the seventh. First pitch from Baker, strike one. Baker working quickly and effectively so far. 55 strikes thus far on 89 pitches. Big waving swinging strike there. Two strikes now on Campana. Next pitch, swinging, strike three. hard fastball there from Baker.
And he's been using that fastball all night with his five strikeouts. Definitely a go-to in his arsenal.
He seems to throw hard, gets that big body cranking, and revs up a fastball. Two out now quickly here in the seventh. First pitch swinging is Yerez on an off-speed pitch for strike one. Infield and outfield straight away. Baker working quickly. That fastball finishes outside and low. Evens the count at 1-1. Yerez 1-for-2, had a single in the fifth. Another pitch outside, fastball. McKeithen couldn't handle it. Ball goes back to the screen behind the plate. 2-1 now on Yerez. Baker working quickly, swinging, strike. Fastball again on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, two out. That ball blooped to the infield. Settling underneath it is Ramon Mendoza, not having to fight the sun at this point. Easy play there for Mendoza. A quick top of the seventh inning. We'll go to the stretch. Score remains 2-0 Palm Beach over Bradenton here at the Dean.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, I don't know about you, Sean. I am all stretched out after this.
I am.
Ray Schmier, Sean Tomlinson here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. Palm Beach has a 2-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the seventh over the Bradenton Marauders. Marauders really struggling in their last 6-7 games offensively, managing just 4 hits tonight, no runs. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, 8-9-1 in the lineup. For the Cardinals, Elijah Cabell, Ramon Mendoza, and Tyler Reichenborn facing Carlos Lamelli, who's coming out for his second inning of work. First pitch to Cabell is a swinging strike one. Luis Peralta did a nice job tonight. 5 innings pitch, struck out 5, walked only 1 in the ball game after walking 16 in 15 innings earlier in the year. Gave up the 5 hits, did give up the 2 runs, but a much stronger performance than he's shown thus far for Peralta. Lamelli working here to Cabell. Count now 2-1 to Cabell. Cabell 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts on the evening, both swinging. And the pitch from Lamelli, low, not able to be fielded by Plankert behind the plate. Ball kind of scuffled under the umpire's feet there. Connor McKenna at home plate dancing out of the way.
No runners on base for the Cardinals.
And breaking ball finishes upstairs, and we now have a runner on base for the Cardinals. Is Cabell able to work out a walk? That's going to feel good after striking out a couple of times. Able to work out a nice walk there. Leadoff walk puts the runner at first base, brings up Ramon Mendoza with 1 on, nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh. Mendoza 0-for-2. Struck out in the fifth inning. breaking ball by Lamelli inside and high. Ball one. Reichenborn in the on-deck circle looking for his turn at bat. Looking to continue three times already, Reichenborn. That pitch by Lamelli hit hard down the right side, but foul towards the Palm Beach Cardinal bullpen. Does reach the stands behind the bullpen. Evens the count at 1-1. Cabell getting his lead at first base, being held on there by Yerez. Lomeli with the pitch outside. 2-1 now on Mendoza.
Mendoza struck out already once this afternoon. Trying not to have that happen again. Big swing and a miss by Mendoza. Count now 2-2.
Mendoza out of Tijuana, Mexico. Was signed in 2018. Played winter ball in Mexico this past winter. That ball skied in the foul ball behind the plate. It looks like it's going to reach the stands, and it does, over the screen and into the stands. And actually, there are some kids, must be family members, who have made their way and picked up the ball. First retrieved foul ball of the evening here for us.
Just a couple young fans looking for a souvenir.
Love it. Love it. All right, 2-2 count now on Mendoza with the runner on first, Cabell leading off. And the pitch by Lamelli. Kind of scuffed around there behind the plate by Plankert. Might have caught a strike if he'd caught it cleanly there, but Connor McKenna not giving him the strike there. Count goes full at 3-2. Interesting to see if Cabell runs here with the full count. Cardinals with the 2-0 lead, and he is off and running. And that ball is skied to the right side, and making the play on the ball is the right fielder Campagna, just by the foul line there. That'll be a fair ball, first out of the inning, that fly out. So with one out, that'll bring up Tyler Reichenborn. 2-for-2 on the evening, scored, singled and scored in the third, singled in the fifth. Hit by pitch, thrown out stealing in the first inning. Been on base three times this evening. Has his average over 300 at this point. He grounds the ball to third base. 5-4. Not able to make the play at first base as the throw from Jarvis is wild to Jerez. And Reichenborn will find himself at second base on the error on the throw by Jarvis. It's going to be an E4 on that throw that gets Reichenborn up to second base. He's on base again. Fourth time of the evening he'll be on base. Now with two outs in the inning, though, as Cabell is erased on the force play. And that'll bring up Sandra Mora. Mora 1-for-2 already on the evening. Mora, if you remember, in the first replaced Joshua Baez, who was up for a cup of coffee. First pitch swinging is Sandra Mora. And that ball is caught out there in deep left field. And that will end the bottom of the seventh. And we'll continue on in the ballgame. 2-0 Palm Beach over Bradenton here at the Dean.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree, hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back here at the Dean, Ray Schmierer, Sean Tomlinson, as we head to the top of the eighth inning, Palm Beach with a 2-0 lead. We do have a new pitcher in the ballgame, Trent Baker, going 7 strong innings, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, 4 hits given up, no runs allowed. New pitcher will be Jose Moreno, 6'1", 197, 21-year-old out of Venezuela, 0-1 on the year with a .75 ERA in 7 games. He started 4, 24 innings, 29 strikeouts for Moreno, having a really good start to his year. First pitch to Giovanni Plankert, the leadoff batter, 8-9-1 in the lineup, will be facing Moreno for his first inning of work. Plankert 0-2 on the ballgame. Fouls first pitch off to the right side, strike 1. Waves at the second pitch, just catches a piece of that high pitch for strike 2. Ball goes back to the screen.
Plankert already with 1 strikeout on the night and 1 left on bat.
Moreno's given up only 19 hits in those 24 innings, 29 strikeouts, as I said. That ball up and in, wild. 1-2 now on Plankert. 16 in those 24 innings, so can get a little bit wild at times. That ball, breaking ball, fouled off to the right side, and that will get out of the stadium. Count remains 1-2.
Well, Moreno just coming in, I think, once he gets in and he settles down a little bit, he'll get a little bit better control on those pitches.
Yeah, I'd like to see him finish the ball game here for the Cardinals. That ball, fastball just outside, evens the count at 2-2. He has made 4 starts, so going a couple of innings wouldn't be too difficult for him. He certainly has the strength in his arm to go a long distance if he had to. That breaking ball just off the end of the bat, fouled again behind us to our right, and gets out of the stadium. Count stays 2-2. We can hear the ball rolling on the roof of the stadium here.
Coming back to us.
Watch that. 2-2 now. And the pitch by Moreno. Outside and low in the dirt. Fielded by McKeithen. That'll fill the count at 3-2. Only been 3 walks in the ball game so far. 2 by Trent Baker. 1 by Lamelli so far. And swinging, strike 3 on a fastball. Plankert was blown away on that ball, right over the middle of the plate, just couldn't get his bat on the ball.
Very well pitched game here tonight.
And as we were talking about between innings, you know, just a really fast moving ball game so far.
Not a lot of mistakes.
Nope.
Great defense.
Yeah, 1 in the inning, Mike Jarvis coming to the plate, 0-2. Swinging strike, ball outside on a fastball. Jarvis couldn't catch up with it, strike 1.
Foul tip by Jarvis.
Straight back here, again, very thankful for the screen.
No more broken windows, right?
Nope, no more of that stuff. 0-2 now on Jarvis with 1 out here in the top of the 8th. Infield, outfield, straight away. Do have some action out there in the Bradenton bullpen. That ball grounded to the left side, foul, just into the Marauder dugout. A couple of players out there on the steps of the dugout, maintaining. Actually, we have double action out there in the Marauder bullpen. 2 pitchers out there working. One guy just actually not throwing a ball, but just doing a windup. And Jarvis goes down swinging on that pitch by Moreno. 2 straight strikeouts for Moreno, coming in strong. In his first inning of work already, 2 strikeouts. That will bring up Brandon Dixon. Dixon 0-3 on the ball game. 2 strikeouts, skied out to center field. I'm sorry, 2 skied outs to center field, 1 strikeout. And first pitch for Moreno, breaking ball, finds the outside corner for strike one.
Moreno making very easy work of this inning.
His stuff at this point looks dominant, and yet throws a breaking ball, clean single into left field. Running hard is Dixon, but he'll stop at first base. Now the runner on first. First hit given up by Moreno. Fifth hit of the ball game for Bradenton. That'll bring up Sungjae Chung. 1-for-3 on the ball game. Did have a double, his ninth double of the year in the fourth inning. Already has 16 RBIs, so he'll be looking to build on that. Does need an extra base hit if he's going to do it on his own, though. That ball gets away from the catcher, McKeithen, on a breaking ball. Going to second base is a pass ball. We'll see if that's what the scoring is. Nevertheless, it was ball one to Chung. Now with the runner in scoring position with two out here in the top of the eighth. Dixon gets his lead off a second, being held close by Rivas, the shortstop. Showing bunt is Chung, hard throw, and that's going to be a beat out bunt single. Moreno came hard down, tried to make the throw, couldn't get to first baseman Whalen in time. Whalen made a nice nice play on a throw in the dirt, but that'll move the runner on second to third. Dixon at third base now. Chung on base with a bunt single. First and third now here. Two outs in the top of the eighth. Things getting a little dicey.
Yes. Looks like the Marauders are looking to score right here with two runners threatening.
He'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. 0-for-1. Has worked out two walks in the ballgame. The only two walks by Cardinal pitching thus far. Runners now on first and third. Chung using that speed to beat out that slow bunt. Didn't get too far out in front of the plate, but McKeithen yielded to the pitch of Moreno. And Moreno threw the ball in the dirt a little bit. Nice play by Whalen to stop it. First pitch, strike one to Nolasco. Fastball right over the middle of the plate.
Very nice pitch by Moreno.
Six hits now on the evening for Bradenton. Still looking for their first run. Moreno set at the letters. And the pitch outside evens the count at 1-1. Looked like he overthrew that a little bit, trying to get all the mustard he could on that fastball. 1-1 now. And the runners get Dixon and Chung. Chung always a threat to steal, has good speed. Not showing inclination to run, though, and that pitch, a breaking ball by Moreno. Strike two swinging by Nolasco.
And with two outs, you have to think that Moreno wants to get out of this clean.
Yeah, I love to send it. You know, no score on the board for Bradenton. Swinging, strike three. Moreno comes back to strike out Nolasco. Three strikeouts on the inning. Two runners left on base. Two hits in the inning. But we will go to the bottom of the eighth. 2-0 still. Cardinals over Bradenton.
Hey, hon. What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
back here in the Dean, coming to the bottom of the eighth inning. New pitcher in the ballgame for the Bradenton Marauders is Junior Thibault. Sound right-hander out of Sabana Grande de Boya, Dominican Republic, 23 years old. He's 3-1 on the year thus far, 4.15 ERA. Been making his 10th appearance, does have a save on the year. He's gone 13 innings thus far, struck out 13 batters so far. And he'll be pitching the bottom of the eighth inning. He'll be facing Osvaldo Tovalin, Brady Whalen, and Jeremy Rivas, 3, 4, and 5 in the lineup for the Cardinals. Tovalin, 1-for-3 on the evening, did have an RBI double in the third inning. That was the second run scored after Whalen hit the home run in the second inning for the Cardinals. And that accounts for all of the Cardinals scoring, all the scoring in the game. First pitch from Thibault is a swinging strike by Tovalin.
Thibault with an ERA of 4.15, trying to lower that here in the last inning of the game.
Next pitch, Tovalin skies out to left field, fairly deep. Going back is Macias out there at the warning track to make the catch for the first out of the inning in left field. Tovalin got good wood on that ball, just couldn't get it out of the ballpark.
With no wind in the park. Ooh, just a little wind in the park. May have caught some at the end of that.
Yeah. For a change, wind seems to be blowing a little bit right to left. Usually we're left to right here at the Dean. So certainly not a strong breeze tonight, though. Most of the time the flag's been hanging relatively limp out there. One out here in the bottom of the eighth facing Brady Whalen is Thibault. First pitch swinging, ball skied to the left side, foul and into the stands. Strike one. No runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Bradenton. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Cardinals. Cardinals getting just enough offense here so far. That pitch finishes inside and low from Thibault. Even Whalen, 1-for-2 on the night, had that home run in the second inning. That pitch low from Thibault, 2-1 now on Whalen. Whalen able to work out a walk in the sixth. Stole a base, but was stranded at third base to end the inning. That ball inside. Hitters count now. 3-1 on Brady Whalen. Jeremy Rivas in the on-deck circle. That pitch outside from Thibault, and that'll walk Brady Whalen, his second walk of the ballgame. And he'll be on base with one out. Jeremy Rivas coming to the plate. Rivas 0-for-3 on the evening. First pitch swinging is Rivas. Strike one. Ball fouled hard to the right side. Gets the screen just above the Cardinal dugout. Rivas only 5 walks on the year at this point with 119 official at-bats. So he's going to be swinging the bat. That ball is outside. Evens the count at 1-1 from Thibault. Rivas having himself a nice May as well, came into the game hitting .325 in May. That'll drop a little bit with the 0-for-3. Another pitch from Thibault, working fast but outside, a little bit wild. 2-1 count now on Rivas. Whalen did steal a base in the sixth, so we know he's got the speed to do that. He's got a good lead over there at first base. Pitch from Thibault finds the outside corner, evens the count at 2-2.
Thibault winding up, runner on base.
It just misses low. Fills the count, 3-2. We'll see if Whalen is going to take off there at first base. Cardinals be looking to get another insurance run here, ideally. So you might see him running. And he's off and running. That ball is inside. Throw from the catcher is meaningless. Happily stopped by the second baseman on the high throw. Jarvis able to knock it down. But Rivas is on base with just his sixth walk of the year. Now runners on first and second with one out. And that'll bring up Aaron McKeithen. McKeithen 0 for 2, was hit by a pitch in the second inning. McKeithen in a spot here, would love to drive in a run. Sixteenth round draft pick in 2021 by the Cards. And that ball driven to the right side. That ball's going to fall in for a hit, holding at second base. And so the bases will be loaded. Whalen could not get a good read on the ball. Lights are a little tough here. The ball did drop in front of Campana out there in right field for a clean single. But the bases are now loaded with one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Nice piece of hitting there by McKeithen to load the bases. One out. Going to have a little bit of a conference here on the mound.
Up next to bat, we've got the designated hitter, Luis Rodriguez.
Yeah, Yorman Bizardo is out there. The pitching coach is out there to have a conversation with Tebow. The entire infield is out there. Again, reminiscent of the scene from Bull Durham, where everybody's out on the mound talking about what to get, the magic needed in the bat with a dead chicken and so on. Umpire now, McKenna going out there to break up the conversation. Little pat on the rump there by the pitching coach, Bizardo, who is now heading back to the dugout. Fielders heading back to their positions. And coming to the plate is Rodriguez, 0 for 3 on the evening. Again, Cardinals would just love to get a run or more here. Give themselves a comfort spot going into the top of the ninth inning. Bases loaded, one out. Tebow looking in for the sign, set at the waist. Rodriguez ready at the bat. First pitch in the dirt. Nice stop there by Plankert for ball one. Elijah Cabell in the on-deck circle looking for a turn. Infield in the middle of the infield looking for a double play. That pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike one evens the count. 1-1. Tebow back with the pitch, outside, ball two. 2-1 now on Rodriguez. First baseman Yeras on the infield grass. That pitch, outside. 3-1 count now, decision time here for Tebow. Needs to throw a strike. 3-1 count. And the pitch, swinging strike. Rodriguez going after the 3-1. Looked like it was going to be a strike anyway. Fills the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Bases are loaded here in the bottom of the eighth. 2-0, the Cards have the lead. Swinging on that 3-2. That ball is foul to the right side. Coming hard is the right fielder Campana, not able in foul territory, just nearby the Palm Beach Cardinal bullpen mound. Good job staying on his feet. Dangerous play there.
Coming hard. Very dangerous. Looked like he was coming straight for the stands.
Yeah, good hustle on that by Campana. Got to within 2 or 3 feet of the ball, but not able to make the play. Count now remains full, 3-2. Rodriguez stepping back into the batter's box. Tebow looking in for the sign. Infield again, pinched for the double play. And the pitch by Tebow. Way out in front of that, swinging, ball driven, well foul to the left side, but nearly out of the stadium by Rodriguez. Count will stay full. Rodriguez looking for a fastball, got a fastball, but way out in front of that.
Nice power, though. Looks like he made good contact with it.
And the pitch from Tebow. That ball grounded weakly to the right side. That's going to be a fair ball. That will drive in a run as the first baseman, Yeres, picks it up, able to tag Rodriguez. But the runners on first and second will move up to second and third, and that will score Brady Whalen from third base for the third run of the ball game. Weak ground ball will be an RBI. That'll be a three unassisted on the out. The runners move up to second and third. Rivas now on third, McKeithen on second. One run has scored here in the bottom of the eighth, and that'll bring up Elijah Cabell now. Two runners in scoring position, two men out in the inning. First pitch from Tebow upstairs for ball one. Cabell 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Two strikeouts on the evening. And that pitch from Tebow looked high but called a strike by McKenna behind the plate. Evens the count at 1-1. Tebow throwing a lot of pitches. 26th pitch coming here in the inning. And that ball is outside. Count goes to 2-1. Runners getting their leads off of second and third. Cabell in a position to kind of blow this game. That ball gets away, way outside. Plankard not able to knock it down. The ball goes all the way to the screen, and scoring from third base is Jeremy Rivas for the fourth run of the ball game now for the Cardinals. Cardinals now with a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Runner on second moves over to third base. Aaron McKeithen now on third base with two outs here. Bottom of the eighth, two big runs pushed across here by the Cardinals.
Taking advantage of their position.
Yeah, taking advantage of Tebow has been wild, not able to find the plate consistently. Does find it there for a swinging strike. Count goes full now on Cabell, 3-2. Swinging, strike three. That will end the bottom of the eighth inning. We will head to the top of the ninth. Your Cardinals now with a 4-0 lead here at Roger Dean Chevrolet. Ray Schmira, Sean Tomlinson. We head to the ninth.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And back here, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we head to the ninth. Cardinals able to push across two important insurance runs in the bottom of the eighth. Couple of walks, taking advantage of some wildness, a pass ball, and two runs come across, pushing the score out to 4-0. Jose Moreno coming in for his second inning of work, looking to close this out. He'll be facing, in the top of the ninth, Jace Bowen, Fabricio Macias, and Sergio Campana, 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup. Bowen, the leadoff hitter, 2 for 3 on the evening. A double in the second, a single in the sixth. First pitch swinging and flied hard to the left side, but foul. 0-1 now on Bowen. Marino struck out three in the eighth inning while giving up a couple of hits, able to get out of the jam with a strikeout of Rodolfo Nolasco to end the top of the eighth. Now with an even count on Jace Bowen. Ball skied in the infield, or actually shallow right field. Coming in well is Cabell out there, and he's able to make the catch for the first out of the inning, getting the dangerous Jace Bowen with the first out. That'll bring up Fabricio Macias, 0 for 3 on the evening with a strikeout. Four runs, six hits, no errors for your Palm Beach Cardinals. No runs, six hits, one error for Bradenton. First pitch from Moreno to Macias is a call strike. All quiet. No work in the bullpen. Nothing going on. This is Marino's game here to save. Second pitch. Call strike on the outside corner to Macias. Quickly two strikes. And that pitch skied to the right side. Foul over the first base bag. Two strikes remain on Macias. And the pitch from Marino, two strikes, outside, off-speed pitch. Looked like that ball was thrown where McKeithen, the catcher, wanted it. Wouldn't be surprised if he comes back with a fastball in the inside corner here. And he does throw a fastball, not able to get it inside, finishes outside in the dirt, evens the count now at 2-2.
Looks like he was just outside on that one, though.
Yeah, I don't think it was exactly where he wanted it, but it was an effective pitch. That ball just misses. It must have been low. Count goes full at 3-2 here to Macias. So Marino had him 0-2, now 3-2. Important pitch here. Don't want to really have a runner on base if you can help it. And that ball inside, that'll be a walk to Macias. And the Marauders still have some hope here with one out in the ninth. They do have a runner on first base. First walk by Moreno. Just the third walk for Cardinal pitching tonight. That'll bring up Sergio Campana, 0 for 2 in the evening. Looks like the trainer coming out to have a conversation here. Trainer, manager, pitching coach all coming out. Gary Kendall, Giovanni Carrera coming out.
Well, you don't want to walk in the ninth, you know. I think they want to finish this and get home early.
Yeah, nobody working in the Cardinal bullpen. I don't know what happened such that the trainer thought, Jeff Case thought there might be something going on with Moreno. Looks like he's going to stay in the game. Everybody kind of returning to their positions. Case and manager Gary Kendall having a little conversation as they walk back to the dugout. But we'll resume play. One out here in the ninth. 4-0. Cards still with the lead. Runner on first base now is Macias. And at the plate is Sergio Campana. First pitch, outside, breaking ball in the dirt. Nice stop there by McKeithen. Ball one. Well, in just a couple of steps off of the first base bag, not really holding the runner on. And that ball, center field, well hit to center field. Ranging back is Mora. He's watching the ball. He makes the play at the wall. Tagging up from first base, moving over to second base is Macias. Campana got all of that ball just at the 400-foot sign out there in center field. Mora was able to reach up and make the catch. Had it the whole way, but certainly got a scare as that ball nearly got out of here.
Nearly, but not enough. Mora making a great play by the outside track.
All right, two outs here in the ninth. That'll bring up Juan Yeres, 1-for-3 on the evening. Now the runner in scoring position is Macias as he tagged up on that long fly ball. First pitch from Marino misses low inside, ball one.
The runner inning now. Look for some fast pitches.
Yara is hitting 189 on the season. That next pitch, low, over the plate, but low, ball two. And the pitch fouled straight back against the screen. Able to get a strike on that foul ball. Count goes 2-1. Yerez came into the game hitting just 150 in May, 6-for-40. Does have the hit this evening, so slight improvement on that, raising that average to 189. Waves on a big breaking ball. Strike two now. 2-2 evens the count. Beautiful pitch there by Moreno. Ball kind of floated in just over the outside corner of the plate.
Just what he needed.
All right, 2-2. Marauders down to their last strike. And that pitch is a fly ball to the center fielder, Mora. Up in the air, and he settles under it, makes the catch. Cardinals win 4-0. Beautifully pitched ball game here by the Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll come back in just a minute and wrap this up for you. Good win here by the Cardinals, 4-0.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And he may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And back here at the Dean, just wrapping up a really nice win here for the Cardinals. A beautifully pitched ball game by the Cardinals. Cardinals win it 4-0. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Cardinals. No runs, 6 hits, 1 error for Bradenton. Bradenton not able to score, continuing their offensive malaise. I would say star of the game, Trent Baker, the starting pitcher. 7 strong innings, 6 strikeouts, just 2 walks and 4 hits allowed. Saved by Moreno. Good save for him. Came in, got the outs he needed to get. Beautifully done. Bad luck pitcher on Bradenton's side. Luis Peralta, struggling all year to this point, really gave himself a pretty strong performance, going 5 good innings, giving up just a couple of runs, but no walks after struggling so badly through the year.
Peralta came in. His pitches were off speed. He struggled when he first came in. He settled down a little bit, but not enough to put the Marauders on the board.
Yeah, Cardinals able to push that run. Big home run by Whalen. Whalen probably the offensive star of the game with that home run. 2 walks on the evening. 2 runs scored on the evening. Nice game all around here. No errors for the Cardinals. Love to see that as well. We'll go to tomorrow night. Looking at the second game of the season here from Roger Dean Stadium, Palm Beach against Bradenton. It's been a pleasure, Sean. Thanks so much. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you, Ray. Have a good one.